I said I was going to say Pasha Pshat in the Pasuk. I forgot. I'll just quickly say over like Pshat in the Pasuk. Why does it say it in this order? Ato vincho vitecha avdecha v'hamascha v'hemtecha v'gercha asher b'sherecha. I think the Pshat is just emes of Pshat. Not that what we said was an emes, but that was more p'derech haremes. But Pshat in the Pasuk is that the Pasuk is telling you what your achrayis to keep Shabbos for yourself is, and also listing other people that you have a responsibility for their Shmirah Shabbos. So the ones that you have the greatest responsibility, the first obviously is yourself, then is your children, which their Shmirah Shabbos, certainly the chinuch of it is incumbent upon you. Your achray, and we find very often the idea of bincho vitecha, l'gabi Shmirah Shabbos in particular. Then your avodim, which are also on they're part of your household, so they're your achrayis. Now, the next thing that it says is behemtecha. Why does that come before gercha? So obviously, because behemtecha is your property, and you have a real achrayis and a real mitzvah of shvisas behemtecha, that you have to keep your animal from doing malacha on Shabbos. Whereas a ger, although he's a person, but he's not your complete achrayis. In fact, it's not so clear what your achrayis is. If you look in the Rishonim, there's two opinions as to what kind of a ger we're talking about over here. Either it's a ger teishev or it's a ger tzedek. If it's a ger teishev, that means someone who lives in Eretz Yisrael, and that would be the idea of ger chasher bishorecha. He's only while he's in your gates, then he's considered a ger teishev. So he's very small achrayis, only an achrayis of making sure that there's not Chil Shabbos in Eretz Yisrael, and that he can't do work for you. If it's a Ger Tzaddik, then there's a greater Achrayis, which is that you have to, every Jew has an Achrayis and a responsibility to teach Ger Tzaddik different mitzvahs and how to keep them and how to keep Shabbos and so forth. So that's the Chari of the Pshat and why the Pasuk is in this order. I'll just say another couple of Psukim, because the main piece that I want to get to is on Ish Yehudi. I'll just get up to there now. Read two more psukim, three more psukim. Perek beis, pasuk beis. The Yomer Nari Amelch Masharasov. The king's Naarim, the young fellows that were around the king Masharasov, they were his servants. They said to him the following: Yivakshul Amelch, the king should search for Naarais, Besulais, Toivais, Mara. The king should look for new girls, and as they recognized that he was getting depressed and he was missing his dead wife, so they told him, you should start looking for a new wife. What should you look for? They basically told him three milas, three things to look for. They should be young, na'arais, besulais, they had never been married, and toivus marin, they should be good looking, which is fascinating, because the one that he actually ended up picking was possibly none of the above. It was Esther. She was not young, she was about 75 years old. She was not a basula, she was previously married. And depending on how you understand that Esther was the Yerakreikas, greenish, she wasn't what you would call classically beautiful, Toivus Mare. Some Mepharshim say that she was, and it was just while she was in the palace that she didn't look so great. But she may not have been Toivus Mare, which again points up to the fact that a person makes plans and Rabbeinu Shlom ignores them basically and makes his own plans, and his plans work out. So that Achashverosh thought he was looking for these three milas, and in reality he didn't get any of them, because that's what Hashem desired. Now what's interesting is that they didn't mention anything about Yichus, and the Pshat seems to be that these were Na'arim. It says young Na'ari Amelech. Well, why were the young people? Usually advisors of a king are not the young people. It's people with experience and, you know, a little bit older. So depending on which medrash you follow, but either the previous seven advisors of the king were killed, except for Haman, or they were just afraid to show up in front of the king because, like we explained last week, there was now a new law that any personal insult, the king could give a quick psak of off with his head. And the reason for the original law had been to protect the advisors. Now that the king was in a bad mood, either he was angry because of what Vashti did, or he started sulking and being moody because he was missing her, but whatever it may be, he was not in the greatest of moods, and he was partially dangerous to be around. So either he actually killed them for their bad advice, which led him to kill Vashti, and the only one who escaped that was Haman, who, despite being the real originator of the plan, but Haman managed to wiggle out of it by blaming others and saying that it wasn't me. I just said that Vashti shouldn't come to the king anymore, etc. And really, it was everybody else's fault. So, and obviously Hashem wanted Haman around, so he let him get away with it. Or they were still alive, these older guys, but they weren't showing up in front of the king. So now, the advisors were these young bucks who had their own ideas, right? More progressive, more liberal. And they didn't believe so much in the idea of yichus. They were, like young people often are, very enamored of looks and all of that. And they said, listen, what do you need? You need a young, pretty girl. Take your mind off of Vashti. They weren't mesiaches to the yichus. Also, the yichus, in a sense, was the cause of the problem because it was her gaiva and her nobility that led her to disobey Achashverosh and make the whole problem. So they said, listen, what do you need yichus for? You'll pick a queen from whoever comes, and it'll be fine. You're enough of a king that she'll be a queen through your merit, and she doesn't have to come with her own yichus. And he agreed with this. It says, he gathered in as many beautiful girls as he could find. This is again all part of their advice. This is what they're still talking and telling what he should do. He should make these beauty pageants in all the different medinas. And the girl that you like, Timlech Tachas Vashti. They didn't even give her the title of Vashti Amalka anymore. She's finished. Vashti. And so he did. Okay, we'll stop here. And the next part will be the main part, which is about Ish-Yehudi, who was Mordechai, and what was his main profile and accomplishments.